and now with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauch with The Skinny on Sports.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Brought to you by Aspen for Him, luxury men's clothing in downtown Elk City.
Good afternoon, I'm Aaron Kauch, and this is The Skinny on Sports. Brought to you by Aspen for Him, quality men's clothing and accessories, and they've got a variety of name brands that you know and trust. Aspen for Him is the go-to men's store in this area. They're located at 101 North Main Street in downtown Elk City. Elk City basketball opened their seasons last night inside the Pioneer Center against Millwood. The Elkettes jumped out to a quick first quarter lead, but Millwood fought back and led by three in the fourth quarter when Kenley Crouch got loose.
In the corner to Crouch, left wing three on the way to tie it. Kenley Crouch knocks it home, and the Elkettes have scored five in a row to tie it at 42.
Millwood would score on their next possession to go up two, but Elkettes sophomore Bailey Miller had an answer.
You go Bailey Miller to put the Elkettes up by one, and she knocks it in. A three-pointer from the left wing for Bailey Miller, and the Elkettes lead 45-44.
Unfortunately, that was the last Elkette lead of the night. Millwood closed strong to defeat Elk City 57-53 in both teams' season opener. Junior Melissa Southard paced the Elkettes with 16. The boys' game was following the same script early on. Elk City jumped out up 8 in the first quarter, but it was the Falcons that led by 3 with 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. That's when the Elks got hot from 3. First, it was Chase Brown.
Pump fakes a 3 to Chase Brown. Left corner 3 is nothing but net from Chase Brown.
Then Cooper Rogers.
Fires it cross court to Chase Brown. Brown to Crouch. Crouch to Rogers. 3 on the way for Cooper. Good!
And finally, Trent Llewellyn to beat the third quarter buzzer.
Llewellyn on the right wing. In trouble. Finds Trotter. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. The Elks don't realize it. Now Llewellyn does. Right wing 3 to end the quarter. Boom! Trent Llewellyn knocks it home, and the Elks lead 49-43 at the end of 3.
The Elks held the Falcons at arm's length in the fourth to win their season opener 66-57. Llewellyn paced Elk City with 26, including 5 threes. Elk City returns to action next Tuesday night at home against Weatherford. Catch Elk City hoops all year long on Cool 94 or BigElkTV.com. There was a top 5 Class B girls matchup in Hammond last night. Paragon TV's Jared Atha was there.
For the first time this young season, the Hammond Warriors and Lady Warriors fell on the same night, and it came at the hands of their rivals, the Lady Bison and Lady Bison, at the Hammond Community Center. It was a slow start out of the gate for the second-ranked Hammond Lady Warriors, who were only able to muster 4 first-quarter points compared to 13 from number 5 Lady. After playing catch-up most of the night, head coach Leah Beer's Lady Warriors came out with a little more fire in the fourth quarter, scoring 17 points, including a huge three-ball from junior Megan Morton.
Now that's Morton on the far right wing. She'll take that 3. High arcing off the backboard in there.
Morton would finish with 10 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists, but it wouldn't be enough as the Lady Warriors would go down 40-35. Leedy was led in scoring by senior Chastity Ray with 16 points. Senior Kirsten Carpenter notched a double-double on the night with 12 points and 11 rebounds. Lady Warriors fell to 5-1 on the year heading into the Thanksgiving break. Leedy improved to 5-1. The Hammond Warriors losing streak increased to 3 last night after falling to the 6th-ranked Leedy Bison 75-44. Head coach Corey Wilson's young team started hot early and was able to keep it close thanks to 5 first-half points from Cade Allen, including this long shot from downtown.
Back to Allen in the corner. Puts up a long 3. Buckets. 3-pointer for Allen.
That's Drew Cobb on the call. Allen would finish the night with 8 points. Warrior Ethan Torrance led Hammond in scoring, finishing with 14 points and 8 rebounds, but it was Leedy's Chris Goldson's 26 points and 5 rebounds that proved to be too much for the Warriors to overcome, as Leedy would run away with it in the second half. In fact, 9 Leedy Bison scored in the game, including Ty Goss, who had 21. Hammond is now 2-4 on the year. Leedy improved to 5-1. Up next for the Hammond Warriors and Lady Warriors, next Tuesday, back on the road versus Cheyenne. For Paragon Sports, I'm Jared Atha.
Also around the area, Canute swept a pair from Blair. The number 5 Trojanettes threatened the century mark, but fell just short, 95-41 over Blair. The Trojans moved to 4-1. They defeated Blair 55-33. The number 4 Cheyenne Raiden Lady Bears suffered their first loss last night, 46-28 to number 6 Visai. The number 16 Bears remained unbeaten, 65-47 over the Indians. You can catch Arapaho, Canute, Cheyenne, Hammond, Leedy, and Merritt all year long on ParagonTV.com. Simply log on to ParagonTV.com and select the dedicated link at the top of the page for your favorite school. OU stayed at number 4 last night in the college football playoff rankings. The Sooners end their regular season on Saturday in Norman against West Virginia. Catch Sooner football live on Cool 94. Pregame is set for 12:30. Kickoff is at 2:30. OSU fell to number 19 in those rankings after their loss to K-State. The Pokes finished the regular season at home Saturday against Kansas. And finally, Cupcake is going to play tonight against the Thunder. Apparently, Draymond massaged his ankle back to health, and he'll suit up tonight inside the Peak. The Thunder, losers of two straight, welcomes Golden State to OKC tonight. Listen to Thunder Hoops all year long on 1240 AM KADS. Tonight's game tips at 7. We'll be off the rest of the week, but join us on Monday to wrap up the weekend right here on the Skinny on Sports. I'm Aaron Kauk, and happy Thanksgiving, everyone.